Chapter 20. Richard's Salvation. The police discovered that the robber was travelling round Scotland, selling the jewellery to people in pubs and markets. He thought he was safe, because the crime was only a local story in North London. Luckily for Richard, and unluckily for the robber, he chose the wrong pub to visit in Alison's village. Richard left prison a week later, when it became obvious that he was innocent. He was extremely happy and relieved to be home. His family had a big lunch party to celebrate. Alison and all Richard's friends were there. Anthony also came. "Thank you very much, Alison," Richard said, and gave her a kiss. "Thank you too, Anthony." Richard shook Anthony's hand and smiled. At that moment, the doorbell rang, and Richard's mum went to answer it. She returned with a big smile on her face. "Richard, there's a surprise for you outside." Richard got up and went to the front door. "Yes," he cried. Outside in the street, some men were taking his motorbike off a lorry. Everyone came out of the house and congratulated him. Alison went inside again and returned with his birthday present, the new shiny white helmet. She gave it to him without a word. "Thank you," Richard said. "I'm happy that you didn't take it back to the shop." He walked towards the bike, then turned back to his family and friends. "I'll be back in 20 minutes," he shouted. He got the keys for the motorbike and put on the helmet. Richard started the motorbike and rode off down the street. He didn't wave to Alison as he left on his motorbike. "He's forgotten me already," Alison thought.